Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, we'll bemoan April 15th, take a midnight ride, and celebrate the birthday of Thornton Wilder. But to get us started, last week on April 17th in 1933, former hotel bellhop Johnny Roventini, pillbox hat and all, uttered the words "Call for Philip Morris" for the first time on radio. Johnny was paging guests in the Hotel New Yorker when an advertising executive heard him over the loudspeaker and asked him to page Mr. Philip Morris. The executive was so impressed by the 20-year-old's voice that he signed him to a $20,000-a-year contract. The phrase was delivered in B-flat to match the background music "On the Trail" from Griffey's Grand Canyon Suite. The phrase "Call for Philip Morris" became one of the most famous in all of advertising. Johnny Roventini was 47 inches tall and weighed just 59 pounds. He died on November 30, 1998, at age 88. He estimated that he said "Call for Philip Morris" more than a million times. Here's just one rendition of that famous cry.
This is Johnny again, returning now to the thousands of store windows and counters all over America. Look for me. I'll be waiting for you. Come in and call for Philip Morris!
Goodbye, Johnny. We'll be seeing you in the windows and on the counters during the week and hearing you over this same station next Sunday at this same time. Be sure to tune in next week for another of Max Marson's thrilling crime doctor dramas, brought to you by Philip Morris. All names and characters used on this program are fictitious, and any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental.
So here to commemorate Johnny Roventini are some songs about cigarettes and smoking, starting off with Burt Lown.
Thank you. of the Hicks. I came here from the sticks, trying to find the kind of fame the name of Broadway stands for. I am one of the fools. I dreamt of riches and jewels. Now I awake, find my mistake, can't get a break. Broadway's a fake. I work in a speak that's dim and dingy. Spenders are pretenders, cheap and stingy. All I smell is rotten scotch and gin. Gee, cigarettes, cigars. Now I know what being too darn slow means. Among the gals who never learned what no means, they ask me, do I know what making dough means? Cigarettes, cigars. To heaven I just send up my lonely plea. Is this where I must end up? Oh, good Lord, answer me. Every morning when the nighttime dies out, I go home to sleep and weep my eyes out. Can't you hear a broken heart that cries out? Cigarettes, cigars. Camels, Chesterfield, Lucky, cigars. I peddle my wares to gay millionaires, to wise guys and hobos, and street gals with no bows, to misers and spenders, bootleg vendors, all of them playing their trump. I won't let them mold me, and so they all call me the fool, the virgin, the child. Every morning when the nightshades fade out, I see all the tramps and drunks parade out, while I sing to the last one who is laid out.
Ruth Etting, July 28, 1931, and Mack Gordon and Harry Revel's Cigarettes, Cigars from Ziegfeld Follies of 1931. In the band, Manny Klein on trumpet, Joe Venuti on violin, and Rube Bloom on piano. And we started the show with King Cole and his Music Weavers, actually Burt Lown and his orchestra, and They Satisfy from January 8, 1931. The vocal was by Elmer Feldkamp, who played alto sax in the band. Continuing this smoking set of songs on rapidly rotating records, here's Joey Nash.
In the blue, while a cigarette was burning, our smoke dreams all came true. We tried to make them linger, as lovers always do. From foolish dreams we woke, for love's a joke that goes up in smoke. Now in each cigarette I see you yet, somehow I shall never forget. While a cigarette was burning, we loved and laughed and learned that hearts were made for breaking. While a cigarette burned,
they go, the smoke rings I blow each night. What do they do, those circles of blue and white? Oh, why do they seem to picture a dream above? Then why do they fade, my phantom parade of love?
Voted England's Best Band of 1938, Richard Himber and his Essex House Orchestra with Joey Nash performing vocally on Smoke Rings from September 5, 1933. Himber's band had an act called the Parade of Bands, in which the orchestra would instantly imitate the playing and theme song of any band called out by the audience. And before Richard Himber, it was Chick Henderson, backed by Joe Loss and his orchestra, and When a Cigarette Was Burning, recorded December 3, 1938. Joe Loss learned to play the violin at the Hackney Academy of Music, and he was good enough to win a scholarship to Trinity College of Music and the London School of Music. While still in his teens, he formed the Magnetic Dance Band. Joe went on to play with various dance orchestras at the time, and by 1930 he had formed his first professional band, a seven-piece group that played at the Astoria Ballroom in London. From there he moved to the Kit Kat Club in Haymarket, and in 1933 the band made its first radio broadcast. Joe managed to keep the band together through World War II and into the 1980s. Joe Loss died in 1990. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. We'll be back to take a midnight ride when we return right after this. Last week, on April 18th in 1775, at about 10 p.m., three men took to their horses to ride from Boston to Concord, Massachusetts, to warn the citizens of the approaching British army. Most of us are familiar with just one of those riders, Paul Revere, made famous in Henry Wadsworth Longfellow's poem Paul Revere's Ride. But Paul Revere was accompanied by William Dawes and Samuel Prescott. Paul Revere had been a participant in the Boston Tea Party and was a member of the Sons of Liberty and the underground organization the Committees of Correspondence. Of the three riders, only Prescott made it all the way to Concord. Revere was nabbed by a British cavalry patrol near Lexington and released, minus his horse. So here, in honor of the midnight ride of Paul Revere, are some songs about midnight, starting off with the original Yellow Jackets.
Thank you.
Baron Lee directing Mills Blue Ribbon Band, August 31st, 1933, and Harlem After Midnight. That was preceded by the original Yellow Jackets and Business After Midnight. The original Yellow Jackets was a nine-piece band put together by pianist Chester Lane in Little Rock, Arkansas in the early 30s. They played at the Chat and Chew restaurant and had just one recording session by a mobile unit in Hot Springs, Arkansas on March 5, 1937. Continuing this midnight set of songs on rapidly rotating records, here's the original Midnight Ramblers Orchestra.
Thank you.
Jeanette James and her Cinco Jazzers, recording for Paramount in Chicago in January 1927 and Midnight Stomp. Jeanette Williams was half of the vaudeville team of Seymour and Jeanette until her partner died in 1926. She fronted John Williams' band and was also the vocalist. John Williams played alto sax and bass sax, and the pianist in the band was Mary Lou Burley, who married John Williams and went on to fame as Mary Lou Williams. Before Jeanette James and her Cinco Jazzers, it was the original Midnight Ramblers Orchestra and the only known copy of the Midnight Ramblers stomp, Al Strut, recorded on the Autograph label in Chicago in February of 1925. Some songs to commemorate the midnight ride of Paul Revere, William Dawes, and Samuel Prescott on Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm your host, Glenn Robison, inviting your requests and comments about the show. You can send them by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or snail mail to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. I'll be back to bemoan Tax Day right after this. Last week was, of course, April 15th, Tax Day. I hope you got a great big refund. But here are some songs for those who had to shell out even more than was withheld, starting off with the Princeton Triangle Jazz Band.
Money, baby, and a mighty few folks. and Dubai, drifting the barrels. I'm going back to Texas because Texas is my home. I'm going back to Texas because Texas is my home. I have seen so many lonesome days since I've been born. Just as soon as a freight train makes up in the yard, just as soon as the freight train picks up in the yard, I'm going to see my baby if I have to ride her out.
Memphis singer and professional gambler Kaiser Clifton and Cash Money Blues, backed by members of Will Shade's Memphis Jug Band, Hambone Lewis on jug and Edward Hatchett on piano, May 30th, 1930. Kaiser Clifton was preceded by the Princeton Triangle Jazz Band from December 22, 1924, and Broke Again. Here are a couple more monetary songs on Rapidly Rotating Records.
Because the wrong without a hope of mending. Within her heart she hid, poor kid, poor kid. poor
For those of us who had to come up with a check for last week's April 15th tax deadline, that was Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra, May 19th, 1925, and Money Blues. And we heard from Ben Selvin and his orchestra from May 7th, 1931, and Poor Kid. The vocalist was Sid Gary. Some monetary songs on rapidly rotating records to commemorate Tax Day, April 15th. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'll be back to celebrate a birthday right after this. Last week, April 17th, marked the birth in 1897 in Madison, Wisconsin, of novelist and playwright Thornton Wilder. He attended high school in Berkeley, California, attended Oberlin College in Ohio, and received his undergraduate degree at Yale and his master's in French literature at Princeton. He served in both world wars and authored 7 novels, 3 plays, as well as essays, one-act plays, and scholarly articles. He is the only writer to win Pulitzer Prizes for both fiction and drama. He won 3 Pulitzers, one for his novel The Bridge of San Luis Rey and the plays The Skin of Our Teeth and Our Town. Thornton Wilder died in his sleep of a heart attack on December 13, 1975. So here to commemorate Our Town and Thornton Wilder are some songs about towns, starting off, of course, with one about our town, Avalon. Here's Charles Harrison.
I'm recalling that blissful, all-enthralling day. I found my love in Avalon beside the bay. I left my love in Avalon and sailed away. I dream I press her upon that golden day.
Some town songs on Rapidly Rotating Records. We began with Our Town, Avalon by Charles Harrison in October of 1920. Then, from February 6, 1925, it was Mishawaka by the third incarnation of the Cotton Pickers, featuring Miff Mole on trombone, Frank Trumbauer on C Melody sax, and Rube Bloom on piano. That song probably refers to Mishawaka, Indiana, but there's also a Mishawaka, Colorado. Then it was Jack Crawford in his orchestra, July 30th, 1927, and Baltimore, written by Danny Healy and Irving Kale. And we finished up with Shreveport Stomp, the Morton Trio, on June 11th, 1928. Jelly Roll Morton, piano, Omer Simeon on clarinet, and Tommy Benford on drums. You've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm your host, Glenn Robison, inviting you to click in or tune in again next week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. I'm Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.